Soulful.
Welcome to the Higher Self Activation Podcast. My name is Ligia, and I'm here to help you find trust, let go of control, and see more aligned results with less hustle. We will bring the cosmos and multidimensional consciousness into the here and now, making energy tangible and easy to understand. Now let's get started with today's episode. I'm here at the beach in Barcelona, and I just wanted to hop on and share something that I feel is needed today. So I'm not sure if you're following the news, which personally I don't, but I'm here in person. So Barcelona is chaotic right now. Things are hectic. It's a huge political crisis. So they're setting things on fire. Police the entire night outside my flat. And I woke up very out of balance, and it just brought me back to the practices that ground my own energy. So I know that that's something we all struggle with, and something that came up in this group a lot of times. So this is why I wanted to come and share how you can maintain your center, keep your energy, your vibration, even though, you know, in the case where things are intense, when people around you might be pulling you the other direction. And when an environment is heavy, whether that's your city, country, in a relationship, because it happens, right? And especially as empaths, as sensitive to energy, if you're in this group, that's us, you know, that we feel all this extra strong. We feel our own field, our own energies, and everything that is going outside of our bodies as well. So this is something that I wanted to share, just a quick meditation to help you ground and stay centered despite of the external. So, and I hope it's not too busy, not too loud, but I'll just guide you through a quick meditation that we can do together. So if you're watching the replay, let me know in your practice, let me know what's going on, how is your experience, if you're watching live as well. And let's just take a moment to close your eyes, tuning to your body, just checking in, noticing your breath, and really take a moment to just observe, not trying to change anything. Just allowing breathing in and out. You can sigh it out. And I want you to visualize light all around you. You're breathing in light, breathing light into your body, 360, all around you. From up, down, from your sides, breathing in light. 360 degrees. And as you exhale, just set intention to release energy that is not yours. Breathing in light, light into your bones, light into your muscles, light into your blood. And breathing out energy from the 3D matrix, energy from the collective, energy from ancestrals, from the bloodline, from family. And excuse the noise. Breathing out conditioning, limiting beliefs. And just keep this cycle of breath, allowing more of your own energy to come back to you as you breathe in. And as you exhale, allowing energy to flow, releasing all energy that is stagnant in your field and does not belong to you. Hi, Natasha. See you in 5 minutes. And you can slowly come back, still maintaining this cycle of breath. And this is something you can come back to and do this practice when you're home, when you have your, you know, set your time in silence, grounded, and you can do this for longer. But it's such a powerful practice to just make space, make room for your own energy to come to the surface. And from this own energy, from your true energy, your true essence, to determine your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your words and actions, and not allow them to be ruled by the external when we are in a heavier situation. So there's something called pendulum, and this is how our own energy can be affected by the energy of the collective and energy of the environment. So have you noticed, if you're a sports fan, which I'm not, but you know, you're home and watching a game and supporting your team or whatever, and you might be, sure, yay, that's cool. But when you're in a stadium with all that crowd cheering and supporting together, it feels amplified. It feels amplified in your, wow, and it just, it's that boost of energy, right? Or in political times, in elections, for example, how the opinions, the attention of the collective, you know, just look at what happened in the United States, can shift from one person to the other and cause that whole collective energy to go to a specific person. Whether that's positive or negative, it goes together and it's amplified more than what you would feel on your own. That's the pendulum. If you imagine a pendulum where attention goes, energy flows, right? So where the attention is going just pulls your own energy in that same direction with the collective. So it's really important to be mindful of that, to not judge yourself when you feel your own energy maybe straying away from your own center and going with the pendulum, going with the energy of the collective when you're in a heavier environment with negative people that are focused on lack or scarcity or worried about money, and you feel yourself going there as well. Just remembering that that's the natural flow of energy from that pendulum, from that dynamic. Just remembering that's not you, it's not your fault, it's not something to get obsessed, to get upset about, but that's just your own natural energy going with the energy around you, because that's what energy does, right? And as soon as you remember that, you claim back the power, and you can come back to this meditation and do this little practice to come back to your own center. So, I thought that was my friend. I'm gonna wrap up. Just wanted to come here and share this. It's really powerful. Let me know in your practice. Let me know how you're feeling, and I'll go to the beach now to meditate with a friend, with a dear friend, and charge my crystals. So I hope you guys have a great Thursday, a great rest of the week, and I talk to you guys soon. I hope you loved today's episode, and if you did, please don't forget to take a minute and leave a star review or a comment on iTunes. I create this content from my soul to support yours, and this makes all the difference to help my message get out there and reach the people who need to listen. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.